the microphone into it, and then you take that power strip, add a few more plugs to it, but then you can reach the wall. Well, my sponsor is my power strip. Because in 34 years, I ain't always connected. I'm unplugged for real. Or off the chain, or whatever you want to call it. See, I'm not always plugged in at 34 because I got a couple of 24 hours that I know some words out the book, and I know how to pontificate and conjugate some verbs, and I went to Catholic school, and I can pray you up underneath that table. Just because I know all that kind of stuff don't mean nothing, because I'm not always plugged in. See, I'm the girl of the agnostic temperament. God is good when it's working right, but when it's raggedy, God, you know what? I'll be right back. I'm going to go over here and do it my way. I'll be back. See, I imagine the Most High, and I'm going to talk about my experience with the Most High, and I'm going to start wrapping up because I want to keep you. They told me 80 minutes. I'm not going to keep you here that long. That would be just like. This is some of the ideas that I've come up with since I've done some prayer and meditation. This is some of the concepts and the understanding for myself that I've come up with. It. The steps are designed to connect me to the power, and sometimes I can't reach the power because I'm too blocked. What am I blocked from? I'm blocked from resentment, and I'm blocked from immoral relationships or character defects that are blocking me from the sunlight of something, and I don't know what it is, but I'm off-centered, it's all manifested in fear. Let me talk about that fear word. My sponsor used to say the fear is the food that feeds the resentment. Do you know, let me tell you something. Fear is the food that feeds the resentments, and it also feeds the defects, and it also feeds the third column effects. In other words, if I'm afraid that you're going to take some money from me, then I'm going to be in fear. So that means I'm going to act out to keep you from taking money from me. And then all of a sudden, I'm on my self-will. Stay with me. You might have to go back and rewind. The seven deadly sins, I was like, 6 and 7? What is up with 6 and 7? What? I don't understand 6 and 7. 6 and 7. And then you go to the big book, and they got this little blurb here. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Posa, do with this. And then one day I had an aha moment, and I found out if you take away 1 through 5, and if you take away 8 through 12, then 6 and 7 are defects, and defects, isn't that what the whole thing is about? I'm defective. I'm bound to lose my connection. I'm bound to be unplugged. I'm bound to make some bad choices. But are they really bad choices, or are they long ways to God? Behind each defect I discovered for me, fear is behind everything that I act out on. If I'm jealous of you because you're prettier than me, then my fear is that I won't be enough, that I'm never going to be as pretty as you. I'm not going to get the man that you like you have. I'm not going to have the look. I'm not going to get the admiration. So I act out in jealousy, or I act out in envy, or I act out in greed and glutton. I got enough, but I want some more because I'm scared. I told you in the beginning that ego needs to be fed, and it's never satisfied. But if I don't recognize that I'm feeding my ego because of those seven deadly steps, 6 and 7, then I will perpetuate that, and I will repeat that. And fear is the corroding thread. Do you know what I discovered in my prayer and meditation? That if you take the seven deadlies, you take fear as the corroding thread. So if you sold fear into the seven deadlies, it's between every single defect. And if I sold them all together, then I have a clump of dark garbage sold by fear. But in the reverse, this is my thinking. I'm crazy, but stay with me. And if you get it, you crazy too. So listen to me carefully. But the third step, stay with me. The third step, it says, God, I offer me to you to build with me and to do with me as you will. God, relieve me of the bondage of me so that I can better hear, see, and do your will. In fact, God, take away my difficulties, fancy or real, so that when I have victory, when I win and I overcome those difficulties, I can go out and tell the world about your power, about your love, about your way of life. In fact, God, can I do your will always? See, that's the black girl version. So if fear is going through all of my defects and my shortcomings, and there's something one time during the pandemic was wonderful for me. I was in the house by myself.